In cities, it will be by close contact. It's a respiratory disease, and so basically breathing infected air particles. So it is a disease where people being in close proximity to each other is going to increase the risk of transmission.
Is that similar to how it would spread across the border?
It could have some implications with border crossings. Whenever you get a lot of people in a small place, such as packed into a border crossing itself, then that could actually lead to the passage of disease. So it's going to move between the population fairly easily just because it's one of the types of diseases where it likes people. It likes urban density in general. Also, I believe with this particular, influenza in general, is that you're at your most infective state when you're not even symptomatic. So it's not even a case of looking out for people who are displaying a lot of typical flu symptoms. So I think from that perspective, I mean, we are going to have quite a few cases. The question is, how serious are these cases going to be?
Do you think so far that the governor, by issuing the state of emergency and the other efforts that are being done, has a response been adequate?
It's hard to say. I mean, I think it is actually a good precaution to take, and in some ways, I mean, this is a strain of influenza which is probably going to be fairly mild. I mean, we are pretty well prepared for swine flu. There are other variants of influenza which we are more concerned about, such as avian influenza. So in some ways, this is going to be a nice test of the system to see how we can actually mobilize and then deal with a contagion of that type. So far, I mean, we are concerned, obviously, in Southern California because we are proximate to where the first cluster appears to have occurred, which is in Mexico. So, I mean, we have a geography, a fear in terms of we are very close to where the start of this was.
What do you think about the media's response? Are they blowing it out of proportion?
I think there is certainly an element of, as I said previously, because we are next to Mexico and because there is such a large flow of people from Mexico to the United States, and obviously there is a risk of transmission along those pathways. I think the media has a focus on this that they probably wouldn't be if this was occurring in China. So that the geography certainly has led to an increased media saturation. I would hate to say that there is absolutely no risk whatsoever, but I mean, from everything I've seen so far and the reports I've heard, is that it is a fairly mild strain. We have not seen the secondary clusters emerging in the new locations in the United States, for example. So there is an element of fear associated with any disease outbreak. But, I mean, I'm not overly concerned as long as people take the precautions which have been recommended by both the CDC and the WHO. I think we should be okay.